Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Malakalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Malakalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
And good morning and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Wake Up Crew. John Dinkins, Brian Baird with you this morning. And we are fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. Wake up, roll up, and fuel up at 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee with more than 20,000 flavor combinations across coffees. I mean, you could drink forever. They have teas, smoothies, and energy drinks, and there's something for absolutely everyone. 7 Brew Coffee, cultivating kindness one cup at a time, not one up. I don't want to one up you.
Maybe you need one.
I need something. I can't hardly see this today. Now serving Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and growing across Middle Tennessee. As we mentioned, John and Brian with you this morning. Dalton is off today. It's the last day of the fall semester. That's Thursday, December 11th. 21 days until Christmas. That's right, 21.
Jing, jingling, 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 what fun to hear the sleigh bells jingle. Jing, jingling, 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 they set your heart a tingle. Jing, jingling, jingling,
jingling. MTSU graduation is December 13th. And you can check out our high school sports schedule on WGNSSports.com. And, of course, it is Throwback Thursday.
Football season ends Saturday with the state championship game, so...
Yeah, I imagine probably listenership will be up because I'm coming back.
You think so?
Yeah, I think, you know, once they know. Yeah. I mean, so I'm telling them now I'm going to be back. I'll be a little rusty, though. I won't be at 100%. I hope you understand that.
Oh, I think you'll be fine. It's like riding a bike.
Yeah. Basketball certainly was.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, Dick Palmer did a basketball game. I think it's first in like a year or something like that.
Didn't miss a beat, did he?
He said, no, like riding a bike.
Yeah. Once you get it. Yeah. All I know is to hand all the information to you. Here you go, Brian. Here's some more information for you to talk about. So, yeah, looking forward to that. Is that Eastern time? I think it is, yeah.
Chattanooga.
So, we'll have to start talking about when we're leaving and stuff.
Yeah, I guess we ought to do that, hadn't we?
I mean, it is the 4th.
We got 2 days.
But I don't know that I'm even going to ask to go make you take a seat to eat somewhere, because it always seems such a hassle to find somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm really voting to not go in to eat in Chattanooga, but eat outside.
I think that's a better idea.
I think so, too. Just even if we have to leave a little earlier. Just go there, and then we're destined. We get into Chattanooga, we go right to the stadium.
I think that would mean, you know, like somewhere in Manchester.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I know of a really good place. It's in Monteagle, not where we went that one time up on the mountain, but just off the interstate, just right there. Even if it's a Wendy's, who cares?
Well, true.
You know. I think we put too much emphasis in that. If you're not going to the Golden Corral, I don't really care. Oh, everybody predicted gloom and doom through COVID with Golden Corral. It's still there in Cookeville.
That's true.
In fact, a lot of people say that I'm pro Cookeville over Chattanooga for the championship game just because of the Golden Corral. And they are correct. I am.
Well, there is no Golden Corral in Chattanooga.
No. Just in Cookeville. So...
The nearest is in Hermitage, which is in Nashville, and it says Johnson City. So I don't even know if the one in Cookeville is still there.
It's still there, I believe. But it may not be.
Yeah, it looks like it is.
But I think maybe Wendy's somewhere, you know, a Wendy's, a Hardee's or something. It doesn't matter. Just get some food in our belly where we can go right on in.
Let's see what options.
I mean, who are we carrying? Rod? Why do we care? Yeah.
Let's see. There's a Waffle House right off the interstate. There's a Logan's.
Oh, there you go. Right there.
Yeah.
We don't have one here anymore.
It's 0.19 miles off of the interstate.
There you go. And so how long much further do we go to Chattanooga?
I don't know. It says it's in Chattanooga.
Oh.
It's got a Chattanooga address, Cummings Highway.
Okay. Well, you look at that and you check that out, because I think that's important that the crew is fed. And
it's right before you make the bend, I think.
I'm sorry Bill's not going to get to go and miss out on the eating, but hey, pick and choose, baby. That's all I say. It's time for the weather. It's 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. A few rain showers possible in the area by late this afternoon or early this evening. Highs top out near 44 degrees. Winds northerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then tonight, cloudy, rain showers, likely sleet mixing at times after midnight. Winds will be light and lows drop to 33. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 31.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
The Christmas season should feel like joy, not financial stress. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we focus on people helping people. Whether you need help with a little extra funds, managing the money you already saved, or getting a head start on saving for next year's Christmas presents, we can help. In fact, we help when others won't. Visit our website, heritagesouth.org, to learn more about holiday specials at Heritage South. Insured by NCUA.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boomless season. Same for winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Jamal Murray put on a show in Indiana.
Jamal Murray has it left side of the midcourt circle. 7. He gets a high pick from Jokic. 5. He goes to his left hand. 3. 4-3. Got it again! Jamal Murray's on fire in the first half! That's 23 for Maul!
You heard it all on the Altitude Radio Network. The Nuggets outscored the Pacers 135-120, and Murray ended with 52 points. The Clippers snapped their 5-game losing streak with a 115-92 win over the Hawks, and Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo suffered a non-contact injury in the first quarter against the Pistons. He was ruled out for the remainder of the game with a right calf strain, but Milwaukee came back to defeat Detroit 113-109. In the NHL, the Capitals have won 6 in a row after crushing the Sharks 7-1. Alex Ovechkin scored 2 goals in the win.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. Ah, 7 Brew Coffee.
Got it going. Flowing.
And we are powered, the Wake Up Crew is, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Holiday lights are popping on all across Middle Tennessee. MTE is proud to keep every parade and tree lighting glowing strong. Around here, it's more than power, it's good energy from MTE. We've got big things coming up. Christmas parade's coming up.
Yeah. Let's see.
Live on Big GTV.
It is, of course, not this Sunday, but the next. This Sunday is the Smyrna Christmas parade.
Yes, it is. Rick Hall will be there.
Yeah, Rick and Wayne are the MCs for the 50th annual.
So are they our competitors?
No.
Okay.
Actually, I think we've got everything worked out where...
They're going to televise it too?
It's going to be on Big GTV.
Wow. Yeah. What if they do a better broadcast than us?
Well, I mean, it's possible.
Not with Dalton Barrett. Do you think the pins he's got is going to show up on TV?
It'll just look like a gold circle. But, yeah. I mean, you have one for your golden anniversary.
Is that what it is? Our golden anniversary?
Well, no, that's 50.
Yeah.
That should have been silver, right?
Yeah.
It's 25.
Yeah. I won't make 25 probably, pal.
Well, you've already made 25.
What do you mean?
25 years.
Oh, you're talking about everything.
Yeah.
Started in 1990, what, eight?
Seven or eight.
97, I think.
Yeah.
I was just a little local boy walking in and doing a Thursday show. No, it was Monday then. It was on Mondays, I believe, at that point in time.
Let's see, 2025. It's 28 years. You're coming
28 years, 30 years. Yeah. And they yet still don't know my name here.
32 for me. How about that?
Do you think Scott and Bart know who I am? I think they do.
I think they know that your name starts with a J now.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're moving up. Things are looking good. Emily Mangrum is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for taking the time to individually work with her students to help them achieve. Emily Mangrum is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're located at 117 South Academy Street. And WGNS, they're located right here on South Church Street. Mm-hmm. Today's Good Neighbor Spotlight is presented by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, celebrating the difference makers who pour their hearts into Rutherford County.
So if you want to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor gets them here to us as well, and we'll make them the Good Neighbor of the Day very soon. Call or text in birthdays and anniversaries for this December 4th, 615-893-1450. Well, it's Santa's List Day, so make your list for Santa. National Sock Day, Wear Brown Shoes Day, but it's also National Cookie Day.
Ooh, what a good time for it to be National Cookie Day.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you've already made some cookies, haven't you?
No. I made something out of cookies.
That sounds tempting. 624.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We deliver state-of-the-art care by state-of-the-heart people.
I can see clearly now.
I have difficult eyes to do contacts with, and they test them, and they work with me a lot on getting the right contacts. And now I have glaucoma, and they're working with that to make sure that that's treated accurately.
McCabe Vision Center.
I definitely would recommend them.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. The Boring Company says its privately funded zero-emissions Music City Loop is moving ahead, connecting downtown Nashville to the airport. The latest update includes a proposed Broadway extension past Vanderbilt. The first tunnel building machine is now on site, with tunneling expected to begin in January. 27 of 45 permits are approved, and safety and environmental reviews are underway as TBC continues meeting with city officials and community groups. The FDA is warning Tennessee consumers to check their shredded cheese after Ohio-based Great Lakes Cheese recalled dozens of products that may contain metal fragments. The recall covers multiple store brands sold at Walmart, Target, Aldi, Publix, and others across 31 states and Puerto Rico. Shoppers are urged not to eat the cheese and to return it for a refund. The FDA classifies the recall as Class 2, meaning potential but unlikely health risks. More news in 30 seconds.
Jumpstart your holiday shopping with a Little Linden Christmas, December 6th, throughout downtown. Join dozens of arts and craft booths, along with our welcoming downtown stores, for a delightful Christmas shopping experience. Plus, enjoy a traditional Christmas tea, a hometown tree lighting, and Christmas parade to end the day. It all happens Saturday, December 6th, starting at 10 a.m. in beautiful Linden, Tennessee. Visit the Perry County Chamber of Commerce on Facebook for more information. We'll see you in Linden, December 6th.
Residents in and around Sylvan Park are invited to join the Nashville Tree Foundation this Saturday for a community tree planting event. Volunteers will plant trees along 37th and 42nd Streets and Murphy Road from 9 a.m. to noon. Participants will meet at the Nashville Ballet headquarters on Redmond Street for an introduction and safety demonstration before heading out to plant. The foundation says no experience is needed, just a willingness to help beautify the community. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
6:27 is our time here on the Wake Up Crew. Good Neighbor events are on the way, along with Rewind with Brandon Brooks. Another check of the weather, and we'll have our first look at traffic in just a few minutes as well. Things coming up on the Wake Up Crew, we're going to have Today in History. Also, we're going to be celebrating some birthdays today. And looking at the birthday list, we've got some really big names on it.
Big names?
Big names.
Oh, I see one or two.
Yeah. So that's also coming up as well. Time for our song of the day, though, and these are just Christmas songs. It's really kind of easy, isn't it? You can't really go wrong here.
No, it's just whatever's in the magic jukebox today.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Bing Crosby with his backup singer,
where
John Dinkins.
The treetop listen and children.
Y'all, we're fading out.
To hear.
That's Bing Crosby, right?
I believe that's
the,
right.
The famous White Christmas, I think the biggest selling record of all time. White Christmas.
Probably so.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't believe me. You just think maybe.
I would think.
Hey, nobody's going to look it up. Just trust me.
Okay.
You know, they're driving in a car. They don't have time to Google it, you know. Only you would Google it to check, to spot check me. We've got to talk a little bit about Christmas preparations. Okay. Brian, you have your tree up.
That's it.
Your tree up early.
Yes. I really, really worked hard to make sure it was up.
You've got the baby something.
Yes.
Okay. I knew that would happen. Nobody else. You don't have anything for anybody else yet. No, the cordial cherries have been taken out of stock.
No, I haven't done that yet.
Oh. Where do you keep them? Where do you store those? You know, the kitchen?
I've got a little pantry closet.
Oh, just bring them out.
Yeah.
Expiration date on them?
2023, I think. They'll be okay.
You know, I found something at Kroger the other day.
Was it the cakes?
I don't get around Kroger much. No, it's birthday cake moon pies.
Interesting. I've never heard
of
that.
And it's the freshest batch of moon pies I've ever had. It's unbelievable. It was like just melting your mouth, basically. You don't usually get them. Sometimes they're a little hard on the outside.
You know, I'm not a big moon pie fan.
I'm not either. I like banana. I like banana moon pies. And
Brett, it's the graham cracker taste
to it. Yeah, Brett likes strawberry. And you can only get those at Bell Buckle, usually.
Okay.
But these are little minis, and I always get the minis. The big ones are too much.
Yeah.
That's when you get that graham cracker.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, but we got a birthday cake one, and they are really good. And I'm off sugar, so I could only take a little nibble off of it. So, and boy, trying to find decaffeinated tea now is impossible for Thanksgiving. I mean, I had to wind up. I just got diet unsweet, and I'm going to bring. I brought Sweet and Low to Thanksgiving. That's what I'm going to do for Christmas too.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I don't know. They quit making their brand. I think maybe it is their brand. They just don't make the decaf. Also,
was it at Kroger?
Yeah. Also, I'm very upset. Wendy's. They don't they don't carry my caffeine-free Diet Coke anymore. Zaxby's, don't carry my caffeine-free Diet Coke. I think they're getting rid of those machines.
Wonder why that is.
I think they may, I think they've had a lot of trouble with them. And like keeping the carbonation in them. I don't know. Something happened. But they've all got, they're still under the Coca-Cola brand, but I have to get Sprite Zero now, which is kind of a bummer, if you know what I mean.
Let's see. Apparently, the Freestyle machines are not being discontinued, but their deployment is being limited.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think they went over that well. So I loved them.
Well, it gave you a lot of options.
Yeah, yeah.
The maybe. Last one I remember seeing was at one of the sandwich shops.
Firehouse Subs. Yeah, yeah, I think they still have it. All right, it's time for Today in History. It's brought to you by our sponsors, Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
In 1816, James Monroe is elected to become the fifth president of the United States. He defeated old Rufus King.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Rufus?
Yeah.
In 1844, James K. Polk elected the 11th U.S. president. And on another front, in 1954, the first Burger King is opened in Miami, Florida.
They used to have the Freestyle machine.
Yeah, they did. And then they got to where they didn't put in caffeine-free.
Mm.
Yeah. 1964, the Beatles released their Beatles for Sale album.
8 days a week is not enough to show I care.
And in 1991, the Judds' final concert, Brian Baird, was right there at MTSU's Murphy Center. That's Today in History. More history to come. Brandon Brooks standing by at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
December 4th, 1976.
The greater the sacrifice you ask a woman to make for you, the more she knows you love her.
Liz Taylor got married.
Only in desperation.
To Senator John Warner of Virginia.
I say yes too much.
This date in 1989. The Supreme Court upheld an appeals court ruling that said Prince did not steal the song You Got the Look from his half-sister. And December 4th, 1990. Madonna on ABC's Nightline to defend the explicit video for her song
Justify My Love.
The video had been banned by MTV. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. A few rain showers possible in the area by late this afternoon or early this evening. Highs top out near 44 degrees. Winds northerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then tonight, cloudy rain showers, likely sleet mixing at times after midnight. Winds will be light and lows drop to 33. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 31.
Sorry, starting to slow down. 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. Pretty much on schedule, actually, for this time of the morning. We're also seeing heavy traffic developing with that volume on 24 westbound at Bell Road. All that traffic flowing in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County into Davidson County. As you head up through the Antioch area, when you need dependable towing for a car or a truck here in Middle Tennessee, call the professionals. That would be STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. The 50th annual Town of Smyrna Christmas Parade and Food Drive begins at 2 o'clock this Sunday at the intersection of South Lowry Street and Mayfield Drive. Once again, the Smyrna Christmas Parade is at 2 o'clock this Sunday. And being without loved ones this time of the year sometimes creates some special needs. There's a free grief support group every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Senior Center. That's every Wednesday morning at 10, and it's free. The St. Clair Senior Center is at 325 St. Clair Street here in Murfreesboro. Your Rutherford County Library System is offering free computer classes. That's over at the Tech Center, you know, TEC, Technology Engagement Center. They're at 306 Minerva Drive here in Murfreesboro. Get in touch with the Tech Center for more information. Give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
When it comes to your home, memories and sentimental value are priceless. Fair Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Fair Construction can turn it into reality. Call Fair Construction at 615-893-6120. That's Fair Construction. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more. That never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
Our time is 21 minutes before 7 o'clock. Good morning to you. Hope you're enjoying your day. It's a good day to have a good day.
Wow.
That's my new motto. I saw it on a sign down here on South Church
Road. Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a good day to have a good day.
And to get you a cup of coffee from Seven Brew.
Oh, well, yeah, of course we're going to plug. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good day to have a good day. That's almost like, hey, hi, hello there, almost. It's almost, yeah, well.
Not quite as good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, it's time for our dad joke of the day.
If you think swimming with dolphins is expensive, you should try swimming with sharks. Cost me an arm and a leg.
Well, I like that one. That was good. I'm going to give you a resounding thumbs up.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. Trying to finish out the week strong. With the thumbs up, we've gotten a little easy on you, though, really. I mean, we can't pinpoint things. It's either thumbs up or thumbs down. I like the 1 through 10. I'll talk it over with Dalton. Let's see if he wants to change it.
Switches and sticks.
641.
CBS News Brief. Sources tell CBS News a new Pentagon report finds Defense Secretary Hegseth could have endangered troops by using a private messaging app to convey secret information about imminent U.S. strikes. CBS's Erica Brown.
At the time, Hegseth denied sharing any classified information.
Nobody's texting war plans.
On social media Wednesday evening, Hegseth called the review a total exoneration.
A botulism outbreak linked to contaminated infant formula is spreading. CBS's Michael Wallace.
The FDA now reports at least 39 cases in 19 states. All the babies are between 2 weeks and 9 months old and were fed ByHeart formula since August.
An ICE operation is targeting Somali immigrants in Minneapolis. City Councilman Jamal Osman arrived in the U.S. from the East African nation when he was 14.
What we're scared of is ICE going out on the streets, hunting anyone that looks like me.
This week, the president referred to Somalis as garbage. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The city of Murfreesboro is taking legal action to block a proposed expansion of the Middle Point landfill, arguing that BFI's filing with the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation bypasses the required local review process. The expansion would add a 70-foot mound and an additional 19 million tons of waste, extending the landfill's operation through 2046. Officials in Murfreesboro and across Rutherford County argue that the public was denied its right to comment on a project that poses serious environmental concerns. Over 4,000 odor complaints and multiple environmental violations have been logged, while the test results in a separate federal case show ongoing leachate discharge into the East Fork Stones River, a critical water source for the region. As environmental tensions mount, Murfreesboro prepares to celebrate its 2025 Christmas parade, with a local hero leading the way. Bill Allen, a D-Day survivor and longtime civic leader, has been named the Grand Marshal for the December 14th event. Allen's decades of service to the city include roles with the Murfreesboro Electric Department, Parks and Recreation Board, and Golf Commission, where he helped shape key public assets like Old Fort Golf Course. His commitment to youth programs, including PTA leadership and coaching in the Babe Ruth League, earned him a place in the Old Timers Baseball Hall of Fame. A deacon at First Baptist Church and community figure through Woodfin Funeral Chapel, Allen represents the heart of Murfreesboro. You can watch the Murfreesboro Christmas Parade streaming on Big G TV December the 2nd at 2 p.m. For more information, visit WGNSradio.com/parade. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots, Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Rutherford County's Chief of Staff, Eric Hennessy, has a history of helping those in need. He's been honored with awards recognizing his pro bono legal assistance to those in need. In addition, his involvement in mission trips, service on both Main Street as well as the Discovery Center's boards, demonstrates a pattern of volunteer service to this community. Thank you, Eric Hennessy.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our Rutherford County locations.
860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, Recycle Right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com. WTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. The Meigs County Jail has been decertified by the state, county officials say, just a day after commissioners voted to repair the existing facility instead of building a new one. As WTVC reports, residents spoke out against a proposed new jail and the potential property tax increase it would have required. Commissioners ultimately decided 6-4 to abandon plans for a new facility and focus on repairs to the current jail. With the state pulling certification, the county now faces the challenge of bringing the jail up to required standards. Gibson County is mourning the loss of a beloved deputy. Leaders say Deputy Kenny Smith faithfully served the citizens of Gibson County for many years. He also served the city of Humboldt. Details of his passing were not available as authorities made the announcement late Wednesday. The sheriff says the department and the community joined Smith's family in mourning his passing. More news in 30 seconds.
Jumpstart your holiday shopping with a Little Linden Christmas, December 6th, throughout downtown. Join dozens of arts and craft booths, along with our welcoming downtown stores, for a delightful Christmas shopping experience. Plus, enjoy a traditional Christmas tea, a hometown tree lighting, and Christmas parade to end the day. It all happens Saturday, December 6th, starting at 10 a.m. in beautiful Linden, Tennessee. Visit the Perry County Chamber of Commerce on Facebook for more information. We'll see you in Linden, December 6th.
The Boring Company says its privately funded zero-emissions Music City Loop is moving ahead, connecting downtown Nashville to the airport. The latest update includes a proposed Broadway extension past Vanderbilt. The first tunnel boring machine is now on site, with tunneling expected to begin in January. 27 of 45 permits are approved, and safety and environmental reviews are underway as TBC continues meeting with city officials and community groups. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. Well, we're going to hear a lot of coffee in the next few days, aren't we?
Yeah, for the next little bit. Since we're fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
Oh, plug number 3. You're doing great.
Yeah.
I got a clean eating food list I'm going to give you today, Brian, because after Christmas, you're going to have to clean up your act, okay?
Maybe.
Well, if you did, this is what you would eat.
This chicken.
Clean, these are clean foods.
Chicken.
We'll do protein first. Mm. Skinless chicken breast.
Mm, of course.
Or thighs. You can have skinless thighs. Fish. Salmon, tuna, mahi, or shrimp. I've fallen in love with Mexican shrimp with rice and cheese.
Mm.
The cheese and rice is probably pretty fattening. Lean cuts of beef, like sirloin or tenderloin. Turkey breast, eggs, pork. Tofu. Now, here's something. Whole grains.
Keeps getting worse.
We're at whole grains now. Rice, whole wheat pasta, whole grain or sprouted bread, oats, chickpeas, beans, and peas. Nuts. Almonds, hemp seeds, chia seeds, flax seeds, pumpkin seeds, or nut butters.
Like almond butter.
Is your mouth running?
My mouth, boy,
warm? Yeah.
I just can't get over it.
Cook things in olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil, olives, coconut milk, or sesame chia. Dairy, Greek yogurt, whole cow's milk and nut milks. Almond milk, you know?
Yeah.
Cottage cheese and raw cheese. Not pre-shredded.
What's wrong with the pre-shredded?
I don't know. It
does have this white dust on it that keeps it from clumping together.
Yeah. Now the fruits and vegetables. You want to hear those?
Sure, why not?
Apples, bananas, berries, oranges, grapefruits, kiwi, avocado. I hate avocado.
I don't like it myself. It's just bland and mushy.
Pears, peaches, and plums. Leafy greens, asparagus, broccoli, cauliflower. Mmm. Bell peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers, zucchini, or squash. You like squash? I like squash if it's got sugar on it. Like sweet squash. You ever had sweet squash?
I have not.
Try it. onions, garlic, and potatoes. All varieties and potatoes. I could see you just eating potatoes. That'd be all you eat.
Yeah, starch is one of those things that turns into sugar. And so the doctor said, watch those starches.
Hmm. You've been doing what he said?
No.
Okay.
Kinda. A little bit.
I meant to ask you, how did the dumplings go?
It went well. Sweet potato dumplings. You know, like Dalton said, that he thought it was like the resurrection rolls that they used to make in Sunday school. That's what my daughter thought at first, too. I said, what does this taste like? And that was the first words out of her mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
But they all loved them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cheesecake bites went over well.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the sugar cookie that we had.
Oh, okay.
That's the bottom of them.
So what other sweets did you have for Thanksgiving? Was that it?
Pretty much. We had a sweet potato pie. It was bought pie.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. And they brought some stuff with leftover Thanksgiving.
I bought my granddaughter pumpkin pie. She loves pumpkin pie. But it's got to have Cool Whip on top of it.
Oh.
She won't eat it plain. So bought her one. But
the Cool Whip, like the Ready Whip you spray on or the like,
I got a Ready Whip.
Mm-hmm.
She likes Cool Whip too, but the Ready
it's
Whip.
The same. But
Actually, Cool Whip's probably better with the pie.
Probably.
Ready Whip. But I eat Ready Whip out of the can.
I can't keep it at home because as soon as the dogs see the can, they go nuts.
Oh, they want some? You put it in a bowl for them? Or?
No, you just spray it out and they'll catch it in the air. It's really fun.
Oh, wow.
You should try that with Chipper.
I give treats for after he goes out to the bathroom. I give him a treat to try to catch it.
Oh, yeah.
Hits his nose. And he's halfway decent with it.
So Skeeter and Ladybug are pretty good at catching. Rosie can't see him, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll hit her right square in the face and just bounce off, and then she can't find
it. Mine has to be the perfect throw. I mean, it's like not too high.
But they have to see it coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Skeeter's good at it. Ladybug's pretty good at it.
I'd say Chipper's 1 out of 4. You know?
That's pretty good.
That's not bad. Time for some celebrity birthdays this morning.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Now remember, on the food list, you don't do that till January. Don't try.
Oh, don't worry about
Christmas,
that.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that cauliflower. Woo, boy.
1858, Chester Greenwood was born, an American inventor who invented earmuffs at age 15. I guess he was cold outside and he rigged something up, didn't he?
Probably put socks on his ears.
Yeah. 1934, Wink Martindale, American TV host of Tic-Tac-Toe. It's time for Tic-Tac-Toe. Here's your host, Wink Martindale. I remember that so well.
Also a radio host in Jackson and a member of the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame.
He certainly is. Can't wait for you to get there.
Yeah.
1949, Jeff Bridges, American actor.
What is it you don't like exactly? Football players, tacos, or beer?
I like tacos and I like beer.
Okay. 1969, Jay-Z, American rapper and record producer.
Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from.
And finally, 1973, Tyra Banks has a birthday. Local birthdays, Brian Burnham, Carol Bowles, Pam Williams, Butch Vaughn, happy birthday, and John Welker.
Checking your Rutherford County weather, mostly cloudy for today. A few rain showers possible in the area by late this afternoon or early this evening. Highs top out near 44 degrees, winds northerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then tonight, cloudy, rain showers, likely sleet mixing at times after midnight. Winds will be light and lows drop to 33. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 31.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
It's gotten a little bit heavier in the last few minutes on 65 southbound. As a matter of fact, it's pretty slow here at Trinity Lane as that traffic volume increases on 24 westbound. working your way up through the Antioch area. There's a couple of accidents getting some attention out here. Just give yourself extra travel time. Watch for a little bit of radar down I-40, especially through the Mount Juliet area. When you need dependable towing for that car or that big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Find out more how your spare change can make a difference at sharingchange.org.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey y'all, it's Taylor at Bell Jewelers inviting you to come shopping with us. Holidays in general are a really good time for you and your loved one to come in together, especially during our extended hours. And if you're thinking about whether adding a new diamond band to your wedding set or upgrading that center stone, come to Bell Jewelers and we would love to help upgrade or add to your wedding set. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
CBS Entertainment, who's jumping ship from Marvel to DC?
Well, I made a name for myself.
Yeah, we didn't see this coming. Scarlett Johansson is reportedly in final negotiations to star in The Batman Part 2. With Robert Pattinson back as the Dark Knight, no word yet on her role. Of course, ScarJo played Black Widow for 8 films in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I was given one of the biggest casinos in Las Vegas to run.
And 30 years ago, Martin Scorsese went to Vegas for his iconic mob drama Casino. Now he's back with Netflix for a new casino series. He'll executive produce the show. It's expected to debut next year. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Brian Barrett's going to take over the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. We've got the Villages of Murfreesboro coming up
Next
hour as well.
Ooh.
And Throwback Thursday.
Ah.
I think we're going to throw back a little Christmas memory
next
few weeks. And we're brought to you by our good neighbor of the day. That's right. It's Emily Mangrum, SRM's Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, taking time to individually work with her students to help them achieve. Emily's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. And today's Good Neighbor Spotlight is presented by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, celebrating the difference makers who pour their hearts into Rutherford County.
So you can send in a good neighbor of the day to us and we'll get it on the air. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Get some here to us as well, and we'll take care of it from there for sure. And the Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew Coffee.
Big G TV is where Christmas comes to life with coverage of the Murfreesboro Parade, Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Brought to you by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Woodfin Funeral Chapels.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Critical report on signal chat affair.
Nobody was texting war plans.
Images of Epstein Island.
The footage was obtained by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee.
New immigration sweeps.
We've got several hundred agents spread across the New Orleans area.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a report is due out today that's expected to say that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth could have endangered lives when he shared details of a planned military strike in a Signal group chat back in March. CBS's Charlie Daggett says it comes as Hegseth faces increased criticism over U.S. attacks on alleged drug boats.
Sources tell CBS News a new Pentagon Inspector General's report found he put U.S. service members at risk by sharing sensitive details of an active bombing mission in Yemen in March in a Signal group chat with other top officials, which mistakenly included a journalist. Hegseth denied wrongdoing when the story broke this past spring.
Nobody was texting war plans.
The White House said in a statement, the review affirms no classified information was leaked, adding President Trump stands by Secretary Hegseth. But the report found the key information posted by Hegseth came from a classified email marked secret. Congressional Democrats are voicing concern, including Virginia Senator Mark Warner, who is now calling for Hegseth to resign or be fired.
There's a pattern here of chaotic behavior. There's a pattern here of kind of, I think, disrespect for our uniformed military.
The New York Times sued the Pentagon this morning, arguing that the Defense Department infringed on the constitutional rights of its journalists by imposing a set of new restrictions on reporting about the military in October. Reporters at most news organizations refused to sign a 21-page form setting limits. Well, House Democrats have released new images of the private island owned by the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, with a deadline for the Justice Department to release the Epstein files fast approaching. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Newly released videos and photos show the epicenter of some of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's crimes, his private estate in the Virgin Islands, showing the luxury, the ocean views, the pool, and the bedrooms. Also, a dentist chair, which a source tells CBS News was put in for one of Epstein's girlfriends, a European studying to be a dentist. The late Virginia Giuffre, an Epstein survivor who died by suicide earlier this year, wrote that she was abused on the island. In September, survivor Lisa Phillips described her time there.
Who I saw and what I experienced there was a glimpse into a very dark and disturbing world.
Now to Louisiana, CBS's Katie Weiss has the latest on a new federal immigration crackdown.
During our coverage of the operation Wednesday, we ran into Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino.
How many people did you detain today?
Still counting.
He has become one of the faces of the Trump administration's nationwide immigration crackdown after similar controversial large-scale arrests in other cities, including Los Angeles, Chicago, and Charlotte. Protesters have shouted their opposition in the city over the past several days. As community members say, some immigrants have been too afraid to leave their house this week for work or even grocery shopping.
A similar immigration effort is taking shape in Minnesota, an operation that's expected to target immigrants from Somalia. Here's CBS News Minnesota's Jonah Kaplan.
Minnesota is reeling from a fraud scandal involving $1 billion siphoned from multiple federal programs during the COVID pandemic. In the past 3 years, 87 people have been charged, 61 convicted, most of Somali descent.
Somalians ripped off that state for billions of dollars.
The president lashed out at Minnesota's Somali community during Tuesday's cabinet meeting at the White House, saying he doesn't want them in the country and called them garbage. Jamal Osman, who moved from Somalia to Minnesota when he was 14, is a naturalized U.S. citizen and a member of the Minneapolis City Council.
My community is upset. Yes, people commit crimes, but the entire community should not be blamed based on what some individuals did.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
some Republicans, particularly women, are going public with discontent over House Speaker Mike Johnson. New York's Elise Stefanik is the latest, telling the Wall Street Journal she wouldn't back him if a vote were held today, calling him a habitual liar. One lawmaker tells the New York Times the House has not been in the forefront of policymaking or the agenda in Washington. Johnson yesterday brushed it all off.
I'm not worried about my standing at all. We are moving forward with this agenda. You can talk to individual members. Look, we have a large body, lots of different opinions. Everybody's not delighted with every decision every day, but that's Congress.
President Trump's unveiled a proposal to weaken vehicle mileage rules for the auto industry. If finalized, it would ease pressure on automakers to control pollution from gas-powered cars and trucks. It's the latest move to reverse Biden policies that encouraged cleaner running vehicles and electric vehicles. Environmentalists say the rule change would increase pollution and raise prices. 12 former FDA commissioners say they're deeply concerned about proposed changes to vaccine regulation by the agency's chief scientific officer. Here's CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
The former FDA officials write in the New England Journal of Medicine that the agency's plans to revamp how life-saving vaccines for flu, COVID-19, and other respiratory diseases are handled, outlined in an internal FDA memo, would disadvantage the people the FDA exists to protect. The group says they are a major shift in the FDA's understanding of its job. A Health and Human Services spokesperson says in a statement that the fact these criticisms are coming from former FDA officials who opposed raising the bar for vaccine science confirms we're on the right track.
A doctor who sold ketamine to Friends star Matthew Perry before his overdose death has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. Salvador Plasencia admitted to illegally selling the drug to Perry, knowing he was a struggling addict. Legendary guitarist Steve Cropper has died. From Booker T and the MGs to Stax Records, he performed and co-wrote songs with artists including Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett, Rod Stewart, and the Blues Brothers. Cropper, a Grammy winner and member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Songwriters Hall of Fame, was 84. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Just how good is Pure Talk's current deal for unlimited wireless? Well, you might say it's the deal of your lifetime. Because right now, for just $29.95 a month, Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data for life. Not your phone's life, your life. This is Pure Talk's top-tier plan. It comes with a crazy-fast 5G network along with a 30-gig hotspot. And at just $29.95 a month, there has never been a better opportunity to lock in a ridiculously low rate for as long as you live. And save thousands and thousands of dollars along the way. This plan is normally $65 a month, but if you switch today, you will save over 50% every single month for the rest of your life. See what I mean? It really is the deal of your lifetime. Dial #250, say micro. Offer ends 12/7. Some restrictions apply. Details at puretalk.com.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, along here with us for the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew this morning. Right now, we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Murfreesboro favorite, Toots.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. A few rain showers possible in the area by late this afternoon or early this evening. Highs top out near 44 degrees. Winds northerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then tonight, cloudy rain showers likely sleet mixing at times after midnight. Winds will be light and lows drop to 33. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 31.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is.
Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. They're working an accident right now in the Madison area. It's got traffic a little bit slow. Trying to move the damaged vehicles over to the side on 65 southbound at Briley, down through Madison right now. A little bit slow coming down to the north here on 65 southbound as they work that wreck near Briley Parkway. Again, it's in Madison's. 24 is loading up pretty good with more volume westbound. Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County into Davidson County. When you need dependable towing for a car or a truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From driveways to highways, SRM Concrete has the right mix on time, every time. Locally grown, nationally known, family owned and operated, SRM is the name you trust. SRM Concrete, you call, we haul.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Christmas is a time to say I love you. And I feel that lasts all through the year. On the corner, carolers are singing. There's a touch of magic in the air. From grown up to minor, no one could be finer. Times are hard, but no one seems to care.
It's 12 minutes after 7, and it is the Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Through Coffee in Murfreesboro and in Smyrna. Wake up, swing in, and drink happy at 7 Brew. Brian and John here with you here on this Thursday morning. It is December the 4th. Episode 1801 is underway for hour number 2. And, of course, we've got Christmas music going. And
you need to tell people where 7 Brew Coffee is.
Well, they're in Smyrna off Sam Ridley, and they're in Murfreesboro off Thompson Lane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just think you need to do that.
Okay, you haven't done it. Sorry.
I know I haven't plugged them like 15 times this morning. So
well, they are the presenting sponsor.
They fuel us.
That's right.
But I'm just saying, if you're going to do that, just I didn't even know where they were. I don't drink coffee, so.
Wow.
I guess they'll be glad to hear that.
They have other things other than coffee there.
Yes, they do.
They have 20,000 combinations.
Smoothies.
Yeah. All kinds of things.
I just couldn't remember where they were.
Yeah. Right down from.
Who would think there'd be so many coffee shops, you know? Coffee. It's really big.
That's true.
And location is everything, you know?
That's very true, too. Lots of them popping up, but we know where you can get the best. 7 Brew in Murfreesboro and in Smyrna.
Yeah. See, I gave them another extra minute of advertising time. See, you're not following me. You see what I'm saying? I said, where are they? And then you got ugly with me like.
But I don't drink coffee.
You didn't do it on the last one. Well, I don't drink coffee. I'm not going to lie to the listeners here that listen to this radio station.
Let's see what we can find you on.
Do you know what they say to me when I go to the Waffle House or Cracker Barrel? Do you have a decaffeinated coffee?
Yeah,
we can make you some. I went, no, never mind. I don't want them to make a whole pot for me, and I'm the only one that drinks it.
Well, be okay.
So I get water with lemon.
Other people would drink it. Let's see. How about a cherry sparkling water?
Hmm.
Infused. Well, you can get it infused with any flavor. They have teas, unsweet, decaffeinated. So, smoothies like a pina colada, shake. So, got all kinds of things going on there.
Do they have acai bowls? I bet probably not. That would take too long.
No. I mean, we're just talking.
Just talking coffee.
Coffee.
And drinks.
Iced hot or even chillers. I guess those are the smoothies and shakes.
My grandkids love it.
They have a secret menu too, which you can't tell anybody.
My grandkids really love it. They like the drinks, you know.
The Holiday Punch 7 Brew Energy Drink is the holiday drink of the month.
Hmm.
So,
pecan pie coffee. You can get anything sugar-free there, too, by the way, which is nice. Candy cane mocha. Because we're at Christmas. 21 days until Christmas Day. I mean, we're getting crunch time here already, and it's only December 4th. That's crazy. MTSU classes, they're done next Thursday, the 11th. Graduation is on the 13th, so that's coming up. So we've got high school basketball going. We've got high school football, of course, the season ending and the championship game on Saturday, which we'll have coverage of. No coaches show this weekend, but we'll be back on the 13th with girls and 20th with boys before we take our Christmas break. So that's kind of what's going on with the coaches show as well. And, of course, it's Throwback Thursday, which we'll do here in just a few. This is kind of a throwback song, our song of the day, A Little White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Well, being Throwback Thursday, something that I've had here for a few days just to bring up makes me think of Opryland. But John, it appears that Nate Bargatze is really, really, really serious about Nateland.
Yeah.
He's talked about it a lot.
I think he's doing it with somebody, with an organization or something.
Yeah.
A company or something.
Partners with Storyland Studios, actually. Which is a themed entertainment kind of architecture and design group. I think right now they're looking for where would be the proper place for it, and it may not be just like one singular place. It could be a couple of different locations, but he has always talked about Opryland in his stand-up because he worked there for a while. I think
he did.
He went from, you know, those kids who were sweeping up in front of the places and whatnot, but he's a big Opryland proponent and has talked about it so much that.
Where do you think they would put a proposed park?
I have no idea.
I'm thinking between Franklin and Nashville is what I'm thinking.
Could be there. Could be along 840 somewhere.
Yeah, that's kind of unproven territory.
You know, maybe even Murfreesboro or Rutherford County getting in on some of that. Who knows? Somewhere in between.
We have land left in Rutherford County?
Well, I don't know. Maybe out that way. I don't know about out that way either. But anyway, it's
how
getting
about Bucky's?
Pretty serious.
Bucky's wouldn't want to be that close, I don't think.
I don't think it would be along 24. I really do think it would be either 65 or 840.
Yeah, yeah, you're probably right there.
They did look at the Opryland area, and the land is, you know, in a floodplain.
Yeah, that's
just not a good place to do it. Sports news coming up right now.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Jamal Murray put on a show in Indiana.
Jamal Murray has it left side of the midcourt circle. 7. He gets a high pick from Jokic. 5. He goes to his left hand, 3, 4, 3. Got it again! Jamal Murray's on fire in the first half! That's 23 for Maul!
You heard it all on the Altitude Radio Network. The Nuggets outscored the Pacers 135-120, and Murray ended with 52 points. The Clippers snapped their 5-game losing streak with a 115-92 win over the Hawks, and Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo suffered a non-contact injury in the first quarter against the Pistons. He was ruled out for the remainder of the game with a right calf strain, but Milwaukee came back to defeat Detroit 113-109. In the NHL, the Capitals have won 6 in a row after crushing the Sharks 7-1. Alex Ovechkin scored 2 goals in the win.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. Many lawyers are quick to say that they'll take the insurance company to court for you. But how do you know if the lawyer is an experienced trial attorney? Ask them if they're certified. And in order to be certified, you have to have tried a lot of cases, taken a 2-day test, and get recommendations from judges and other lawyers. My wife Joy and I are both certified as civil trial specialists. and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal, or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net. risolutions.net. And make sure to join us Saturdays at noon and Sunday afternoons at 1 for Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done, no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin, it's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back into the Wake Up Crew, 722. We head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. And each and every Thursday morning, we get to talk with one of the staff members over at the Villages, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. That's between Medical Center Parkway and Wilkinson Pike. Today, it's Sandy Freeman, the Memory Care Clinical Director. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Good to have you here this morning, and we always get an education on days when you're on, and today we're kind of talking to folks who are out there listening who may have a family member suffering through dementia and just really having conversations with that person and meaningful conversations and maybe some tips on conversation starters, maybe six ways you're going to share with us to start conversations with that loved one.
You know, that is one of the biggest things I've ran into lately is family members coming and saying, you know, I still want to have that meaningful conversation, but I don't know what to say to them because of their dementia. So I have come up with six conversation starters for people who have dementia. And let me first say that we always want to make sure that we avoid saying, do you remember? That's kind of one of those things that we go to. But in these conversation starters, the first thing we need to remember is not to say, do you remember? You need to say, I remember, with anyone who has dementia. So the first one, number six, is going to be encourage them to talk about their favorite things. So if your dad liked woodwork, maybe have him tell you about the first time that he built a birdhouse. Or if your mom enjoyed baking, talk about her favorite recipes or something that she made you as a child that you enjoyed. Just encouraging them to talk about the things that are their favorite things. If your dad's a car person, or if your mom likes magazines or those type things, just use that as a conversation starter. Number five would be family memories. Saying, I remember Aunt Sally's wedding and we all jumped in the creek, or I remember grandson's fifth birthday and we all got in the bounce house and jumped around. Or do you remember, you know, Aunt Bessie, she fell in the front yard and yada yada, you know, all those fun, funny things that we've had happen. We've all had them happen. Just remind them of those things. Don't ask if they remember, just jog their memory by telling them the story. You can also, a good idea with this is bringing out an old photo album. You know, we do that a lot here at the Villages. Say, you know, we're pointing and this is so-and-so and this is my aunt and this is my dad and this is so-and-so. And it helps them jog their memory, but also helps them reminisce at the same time. Number four would be discuss their current interest. Are they currently like TV or bingo or what are they currently interested in? Do they like to do puzzles, those type things, interacting? They will love telling you about the puzzle they just made or the picture that they just colored, those type things. And that gives you something to interact with them about. Number three would be talk about their love story. And I absolutely loved doing this with my grandmother, because when her and my grandfather got together, I would always say, "Meemaw, what did you think about Gran when you first met him?" And she would say, "Now, he thought he was right cute." And she would talk about how she just thought he was a good looking young man. And she said, and then she fell in love with him. So they all, you know, they'll reminisce and remember about how they fell in love and what their love story was, or they met him in school, or, you know, they were 17 and behind their parents' back, or whatever the case may be. But that's always a good point to get them talking. In saying that, number two would be talk about their childhood. You know, a lot of times with dementia, their short-term memory is not good, but their long-term memory is still intact for the most part, and they'll be able to tell you about things. Ask them about their siblings. Ask them, you know, I can remember my granddad telling me he tied a frog with a string on his dad's pants and scared him half to death. You know, things like that, just any childhood memories that they can reminisce about, talk to them about that. And then discuss their friends from the past would be number one. Talk about, you know, their friends from grade school, or, you know, do you remember doing this? I can remember my dad telling me a story about him tying those old Venetian blinds to somebody who was sleeping in class, and he tied them to their shoe. And when the bell rang, he ran and took all the blinds down. You know, things like that, stories like that, will help them reminisce. And also all the six topics will help you have a good, meaningful conversation, reminisce, and allow the person with dementia to be able to have an active conversation.
Always start with, "I remember," or "I remember you telling me," those kinds of things, and not "do you remember?" That's correct. A very important distinction. Sandy, as always, I enjoy our conversations, chance to catch up with you. And Sandy Freeman is over at the Villages of Murfreesboro as the Memory Care Clinical Director. You can find out more information about the Villages at thevillagesmurfreesboro.com or facebook.com/thevillagesmurfreesboro. They're out between Medical Center and Wilkinson Pike on Willow Oak Trail.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Sue Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
All the activities that we have, the little trips we take, it's all fun. I absolutely enjoy this place. Everybody here is wonderful. The residents and all the staff is great. The food is wonderful. It's a great, great place. I would recommend it to anybody.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Car Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
With an option, you'll receive a contract with no contingencies. That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals.
You're 27 and a half.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew drive-through coffee on this Thursday morning. It is December 4th, episode 1801 of the Wake Up Crew.
And we have birthdays to celebrate today. Brian Burnham. Remember Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah. Former coach, Carol Bowles, Pam Williams. Butch Vaughn has a birthday today.
I wouldn't do that, Butch, if I were you.
Not have another one?
Yeah. Oh.
And John Welker.
They're coming around like twice a year for
him,
it seems.
Yeah, I think so.
If you want to add to our birthday list, the number is 615-893-1450 on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club today.
See every float, every smile, and the moment Santa arrives on Big GTV. Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Brought to you by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Whitfin Funeral Chapels.
Time to check traffic and weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. A few rain showers possible in the area by late this afternoon or early this evening. Highs top out near 44 degrees. Winds northerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then tonight, cloudy rain showers likely. Sleet can mix in at times after midnight. Winds will be light and lows drop to 33. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 31.
Good morning. Moving a lot better. 65 south down through Madison, where we had a crash earlier around OHB. It had traffic clogged up again. It's much better. It has picked up with volume now as we check it out live. 24 westbound at Bell Road. All that traffic flowing in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County into Davidson on 24 west all the way up to Briley Parkway. When you need dependable towing for a car or a truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out. Get to know them at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Tensions continue to rise in Rutherford County as controversy swirls around book removals within the Rutherford County library system. Library Director Luann James, who was appointed in July, alleges that Board Chair Cody York instructed her to bypass standard policy and remove certain books from library shelves. James further claimed York personally checked out books that he deemed inappropriate, keeping them so long that they were marked lost and then removed from the system. She also accused York of requesting detailed patron information, including household data and checkout history. York has denied all allegations, asserting that his request was solely to identify non-county residents for a standard fee assessment, and that any decisions about removing books were ultimately James' responsibility. This dispute comes as Rutherford County libraries grapple with a state-level directive mandating an immediate age-appropriateness review of all juvenile and young adult material. Several branches across Murfreesboro and Smyrna were temporarily closed due to the overwhelming task of reviewing over 100,000 books in just 60 days. Local advocates, including the Rutherford County Library Alliance and Murfreesboro Indivisible, have criticized the directives as a form of censorship that undermines children's access to inclusive literature. One book, Fred Gets Dressed, was specifically flagged for review by the Tennessee Secretary of State's office. The community response has been vocal, with dozens attending the recent board meeting to protest what they seem as a politically motivated effort to limit representation in public literature. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Good Neighbor Network salutes educators making a difference. The Doug Young Educator of the Month from City Tile and Floor Covering is Cameron Hamilton at the Learning Zone.
My decision to become an educator stems from my background in the Boys and Girls Club. I grew up going to the Boys and Girls Club, and then when I was of age, I started volunteering, and then I started working there when I became of age from that point. But I've just always been involved with youth development.
Cameron, tell us what you like most about working with the kids.
Every day is something new. There's always a new thing to learn from them, as there's something new for them to learn from me. Having that experience with them is just a reward in itself.
And what would you like to do in the future?
I'd like to possibly step into a director role, be in charge of the different things that go on, and ensure that at least I know that my building is doing the best that they can for the children.
Cameron Hamilton at the Learning Zone is the Doug Young Educator of the Month, sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street. Know an outstanding teacher? Nominate them at our website.
At Middle Tennessee Electric,
we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Back on the Wake Up Crew for News Radio WGNS. Ooh, and it is
Merry Christmas.
A throwback Thursday, and not only a throwback Thursday, but a throwback Thursday kind of, I say, Christmas style.
Do you remember these?
Well, I'm going to talk about my photography gig as a photographer for Santa Claus for about 5 or 6 years. I just got married, and Santa was down at Clark's, and he asked me if I would be the photographer.
Wow.
I had never taken a picture in my life. Didn't even know how to do it.
Was it a fancy camera, too?
Yeah, it was fancy. On a tripod and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And to get the picture, you know, to try to, you know, hold up a little something for the kid to keep from crying and all that kind of stuff. Did that, and I got pretty good at it, actually. The money was really good at the end during Christmas. But you spend every afternoon and every Saturday all day at the Santa area. Then we moved to the old mall that's now was Verizon.
That would be Outlets Limited Mall, yeah, right at the time, right?
And I loved Outlets Limited Mall. They had a little dressing room, a little place you'd go back and rest and take a break, take a 30-minute break and whatever. They had food then too, you know, you could go to the little
food court.
And so I did that probably, I guess I was Santa's photographer for 10 years. Beeler Smotherman started it with him at Roses and did it for, oh gosh, 10 years at least.
See, I remember Roses. There was a little Dutch barn out front, right, in the parking lot, wasn't
right.
it?
They'd fly him in on a helicopter every year. And then he would be there. We would just go by and see him, but we didn't have to do anything. And Mr. Smotherman or Dr. Smotherman had kids that would come take pictures that were interns. So that was easy. But when he went out and Dr. Smotherman didn't want to do it anymore, he got me. Boy, what a drop off. But
boy, Santa's, he's got it going on. I mean, he's everywhere.
But my wife worked at Clark's, and so she was there too. So she would drive me. I'd just ride in with her from work during Christmas, and then she'd pick me up after the end of her shift at 9.
Because your shift was longer than hers?
My shift was as long as hers, yeah. So we got through at about 9, and she worked 12 noon to 9.
Were there appointments, or you just showed up?
No, you showed up and you just took them. Yeah, and so then we would mail the photographs. Mm-hmm. Of course, now I think they just do it and they process it right there.
Probably,
you know,
digital now.
Yeah, but we would mail. We'd have to write the address down and all that stuff.
Then someone would have to go have the photographs developed.
Yeah.
And know who's who and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, you had to put identifying marks on it, like family of four, baby crying, or, you know, they were all in red. You know, you had to write descriptions down on the envelope or on the sheet when you took their names. And
probably you could know which photograph number it was.
Well,
or something.
Yeah. And you tried to take them in order.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they had a number by it. And so if there was an issue, you'd look at the identifying picture and see. Every once in a while, we'd lose some. You'd scratch it off once you got the pictures back and sent it and mailed it. You would write it off.
So where did they do it inside of Clark's?
Right in the middle of the store.
Okay.
To the right a little bit. Do you remember where the cash registers were?
Yes.
You'd go down to the right side of it.
Okay.
Down that way. More toward the women's section and the men's clothing section.
Went to Clark's many times, but I think I was probably too old. I was probably embarrassed to have my photograph taken with Santa at, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old. But I remember Roses for sure.
Yeah. I didn't like the barn. I wish he'd have been inside the store. But I don't know why they did that. But I think they just wanted people in there not congregating inside the store to get in line. I mean, he would have long lines.
Well, it lets you decorate however you wanted to.
Yeah, yeah. And it was great for the backdrop. Yeah. It was paneled little, looked like a little trailer, really.
Yeah.
And I still say that story. I go into people's homes when I deliver televisions, and I'd see my dad up there. You know, it's funny.
And you probably took the photo.
I probably did.
Well, that's a little throwback Thursday this morning.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Looking for great deals on name brand clothing, furniture, and more? Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall downtown NHC building in Murfreesboro. Our competitive prices and quality selection make it easy to find exactly what you need. And here's the best part, 100% of your purchase supports Greenhouse Ministries, helping over 70 families a day. When you shop at the Garden Patch, you're not just getting a deal, you're making a difference. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Listen each weekday morning at 9 o'clock for the Roundtable here on News Radio WGNS. Interesting hosts and guests with the news, views, politics, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County here on News Radio WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee in Murfreesboro and Smyrna, bringing you the Wake Up Crew here this morning as we wrap things up. Saying good morning on this December 4th to our good neighbor of the day, Emily Mangrum, the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, for taking the time to individually work with her students to help them achieve. That's Emily Mangrum, the recipient of flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS, your good neighbor today. Thanks to Ryan Flowers and Jenny Harrison for their, 50 years plus worth of helping us bring you the good neighbor of the day. And Emily Mangrum is that for this Thursday. Today's good neighbor spotlight presented by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and celebrating the difference makers who pour their hearts into Rutherford County. Simple to get a good neighbor to us, and we could sure use you because it's that time of the year. People get busy. You don't think about it as much, but you can make a difference by sending in a good neighbor. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor to get those in to us, and we'll get them on the air here in the coming days. The Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. From Murfreesboro to Smyrna and across Rutherford County, trees and homes are lit for the holidays. MTE is proud to power every twinkle so neighbors can make memories. Good energy starts with MTE.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Nice guy.
You know, if you think swimming with dolphins is expensive, you should try swimming with sharks. Cost me an arm and a leg.
Replay.
Excellent. That joke. Never mind.
Your jokes are amazing.
I'll help you out there.
Thanks. That joke was amazing. Oh, get that down.
A new one.
Yeah. That joke was amazing. Well, what did we talk about? I don't know. Let's hear from Tammy.
I've left the room.
We talked about a lot of things. I talked about healthy food that you need to eat after Christmas.
clean.
Which is really, I should have done it in January, but it doesn't hurt to kind of give you a little push to, you know.
You can remind us of it.
Yeah, January. And I always try to do that. Eat healthy as much as you can.
Dalton will be up for another Wake Up Crew weight loss challenge in January, I'm sure.
When you go to Texas Roadhouse,
the rolls?
Does your family, do they love the rolls?
Yeah. Who doesn't?
I had two young ladies with me, both 13, and just the other night, and they went through four baskets of rolls.
Oh, wow.
I didn't eat any. That's how much they ate. I didn't eat any rolls.
Did they have room to eat food?
I told them, don't order something super expensive because you're not going to eat them. Mia used to get a onion blossom or whatever they call it there, cactus bloom or something. Yeah. And she would eat that for an appetizer, then the rolls, and then she would order a steak or something. And I'm like going, oh, man, we're not doing that anymore. Because she it's just going home. I mean, she's not going to eat it. So, I mean, I don't know. But, well, let's see.
That's what where else? They get you.
Yeah, what else? You talked about Nate Land, maybe a new Opry theme park kind of thing with Nate Bargatze.
I think Nashville could support it.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a tourist destination.
You know, I didn't know this, though, that amusement parks are losing a little bit. There's some that have closed.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So I don't know the reason why, but very expensive, I guess,
yeah,
to maintain.
But the number one theme park is not Disneyland either. It's Dollywood.
Yeah. Yeah.
People go and they enjoy Dollywood. And I know it's big and it seems, but it's really a lot easier to get around there than anywhere else.
Yeah, it's really, you really think about it, it's not that big, but it is, it's hard to walk it.
Well, it's uphills.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, but.
In the old Smokies.
It's really situated very well.
Well, let's get out of here with a little Bing Crosby with our song of the day, White Christmas. John and I'll be back to wrap up the week with you tomorrow morning. Hope you'll join us.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. A few rain showers possible in the area by late this afternoon or early this evening. Highs top out near 44 degrees. Winds northerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then tonight, cloudy rain showers, likely sleet mixing at times after midnight. Winds will be light and lows drop to 33. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew.